At CBS News, four people were fired today for their roles in producing an inaccurate report last year about President Bush's service in the National Guard. The firings include three top executives and the producer of the report. CBS News anchor Dan Rather was the reporter on the story. He is stepping down, but says it's not because of the story. Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, who was fired today and why?
Most centrally, the producer, Mary Mapes, was fired. She was the one who vouched for the utter credibility of the documents and of the source provided to her, neither of which proved very credible at all. In addition, the executive producer of 60 Minutes Wednesday, Josh Howard, his deputy, Mary Murphy, and a senior vice president named Betsy West, with responsible for primetime news programs, were all forced to resign.
And give us some background on this story and what happened.
Well, this story, as you may recall, appeared on September 8th, and it was supposed to be a blockbuster of a story. It was going to finally prove that then-Lieutenant George W. Bush had gotten incredibly favorable treatment when he was performing his service, both to get into the National Guard and avoid combat duty during the Vietnam era, and also in terms of actually fulfilling those duties, which documents from his squad commander were claimed to have shown that he avoided fulfilling. In addition, those documents came under heavy fire very quickly, and CBS stood by them for about 10 days. The documents were said to have been authenticated by document experts. That proved not quite to be true. They were supposedly proved to have come from the personal file of his squad commander. That came under sharp attack from the squad commander's family and colleagues. This was a story that was based on a tissue of assumptions, and it fell apart.
So then CBS convened an outside panel to look into the story and the results we see today. What did they say about Dan Rather, who was vigorous in defending this story?
That's right. Dan Rather and his boss, CBS News President Andrew Hayward, were adamant that this story was absolutely solid. And Rather took himself out of the anchor's desk back around Thanksgiving week. He announced he'd be stepping down in March at about his 24th anniversary to become a correspondent on 60 Minutes Wednesday, as it happens, the same show upon which this benighted report appeared. The report essentially gives Rather a pass in the sense that, you know, no sanctions were argued against him. It seems as though they adopted the idea that his stepping down was enough. But certainly Rather was thought to place too much faith in the abilities of his award-winning producer, Mary Mapes. And between the two of them, they ran roughshod over anybody who questioned the report in its preparation.
So is this the end of the story, or will there be more repercussions?
It's certainly very bleak right now over at CBS News headquarters. You know, there are going to be those who argue that there were political motivations for this story. The report written by Lou Bacardi, the former head of the AP, and Dick Thornburgh, who had been attorney general under President Bush's father, argued that, in fact, there was no political motivation. But I think that's something that's going to be teased over for quite some time by bloggers and commentators.
David Folkenflik is NPR's media correspondent. Thanks, David.
Thank you.